From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The Democratic Party nominated former U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton Tuesday as its 2016 presidential nominee, making her the first woman ever to become a major U.S. political party standard bearer for the White House. Clinton's husband, former President Bill Clinton, urged the party faithful and those watching by television to back his wife in the November 8 election against Republican rival and New York businessman Donald Trump.
Hillary will make us stronger together. You know it because she spent a lifetime doing it. I hope you'll do it. I hope you'll elect her. The reason you should elect her is that in the greatest country on earth, we have always been about tomorrow. Your children and grandchildren will bless you forever if you do.
Several opinion polls show Trump edging ahead of Clinton at the moment. The U.S. has condemned a double bombing that took place at the main entrance at Mogadishu's airport Tuesday, killing at least 13 people. Elizabeth Trudeau is a U.S. spokesperson.
We remain committed to helping Somalia progress towards a path towards peace and prosperity in the defeat of terrorist groups, including al-Shabaab.
Al-Shabaab, Somalia's al-Qaeda-linked insurgency trying to topple Somalia's Western-backed government, claimed responsibility for Tuesday's attack. On the group's Andalus radio station, 7 of the 13 killed were UN guards. A senior military official allied with Libya's East Administration warned his forces will attack oil tankers if they enter territorial waters under an agreement between a UN diplomat and a militia commander. Oil, Libya's chief export, has been hit hard by years of factional fighting. The country's new unity government is trying to revive exports. This is VOA News. Islamic State claimed two of its soldiers carried out Tuesday's attack on a Catholic church in Normandy, France, where they killed a priest after taking him hostage at knife point. Both attackers were later killed by police. French Tunisian Vanessa Boubèche says she is from a mixed family and is appalled by the attack, calling it unbelievable. French security officials said the two attackers slit the throat of 84-year-old priest Jacques Hamel before police were able to intervene. The latest attack comes 2 weeks after a Tunisian mowed down 84 people with a truck in the southern French coastal city of Nice. The U.S.-based exiled cleric accused by President Recep Tayyip Erdogan of being behind Turkey's attempted coup has accused the Turkish leader of turning a failed putsch into a slow-motion coup of his own. Writing Tuesday in the New York Times, Fethullah Gulen called Erdogan's accusation of involvement in the attempted coup by elements of the military early this month irresponsible and wrong.
Terrorist başı Fethullah Gulen.
Meanwhile, Turkey's Prime Minister Binali Yildirim said Tuesday that Gulen and his terrorist organization were behind the July 15 coup, the uprising that left 290 dead. He's demanding extradition of Gulen from the U.S. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry travels to the Philippines from Laos to meet new President Rodrigo Duterte. Among the items to talk about, the possible dialogue with China on resolving tensions in the South China Sea.
What we would like to see is a process of dialogue. China indicated its willingness and readiness to engage in a dialogue and bilateral negotiation with the Philippines. And I would encourage President Duterte to engage in dialogue and in negotiation.
Kerry said in Manila Wednesday that Washington wants to avoid confrontation in the South China Sea. His meeting with Mr. Duterte takes place after the Permanent Court of Arbitration at The Hague ruled in Manila's favor early this month in a three-year complaint brought by Manila over China's maritime claims. North Korea Tuesday said the U.S. would pay a terrifying price if it contributes to tensions on the Korean Peninsula. Foreign Minister Ri Yong-ho told a regional security conference in Laos whether his country conducts another nuclear test will hinge on U.S. attitudes. Kerry said if Iran can give up nuclear weapons development, so can North Korea. He said Pyongyang is the only country defying the international movement toward responsibility. More than 100 of nearly 400 Russian athletes on the National Olympic team have been barred from the upcoming Rio Games because of the country's doping scandal. International federations in canoeing, sailing, and modern pentathlon ruled 8 more athletes out of contention. Rowing added 19 more. Swimming also barred some competitors. The World Anti-Doping Agency issued a report outlining what it called a Russian state-sponsored doping cover-up. I'm Victor Beatty.
That's the latest world news from VOA.